My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu
on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Oh, what a beautiful tune. A very good evening to you, Tabsi. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry, I just lost my notes here.
Thank you for having me.
That was absolutely beautiful. So welcome to My Money and Me, and welcome to the Money Lessons feature. And what I find so interesting is that you are so well known as a singer and songwriter, but I also have on your profile here that you actually come from an investment banking background.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me about that.
That's true. I've lived two lives. So, I mean, obviously, I grew up loving music, but I think I had a very conventional mindset, and I was a bit of a pessimist. And so I followed the conventional routes of going to school, going to varsity. I got my degree in economics and econometrics, and then I went on to work at an investment bank for a couple of years before I then decided to pursue my music career.
Sure. Well, good move on that front, because your music is amazing. But I mean, obviously you have a good relationship then with money. I mean, you studied economics, you come from a banking background. Is that true? Do you have a good relationship with money?
I think I have good knowledge, but not so much the relationship, because the banking industry and the music industry are very different when it comes to money. And so I had to kind of adjust. You know, I moved from the secure nature of having a 9-to-5 and having financial knowledge to the very haphazard and crazy space that is the entertainment industry, especially when it comes to money.
How do you manage that, though? Because, I mean, you know, as you say, they're very different. And I mean, one pays you really well. The other one, you've got to work really hard. And sometimes you've got to wait it out before you actually see that money.
Very true. I think I just had to kind of find my feet. It was just a matter of getting to understand the space, making a lot of mistakes, but also learning from those mistakes. So I would say, you know, I'm lucky that I had some sort of financial understanding, which did help me not make so many mistakes, but it still was new waters for me.
What were some of those mistakes?
Not saving. Not saving, because money is not a constant or a guarantee when you are in the industry, especially when you're starting out as a new artist. You do a lot of things for free. You do a lot of things for exposure. And so sometimes when you make money, you're actually just, it's almost just you're back paying what you owe someone already, or, you know, you're just making up for all the time lost. And so saving is not always your priority when you're an artist, to be honest. It is difficult to save.
And I mean, it's almost, you know, living, and if you're not saving and you tend to be living from hand to mouth, you know, month to month, you know, that has an impact on your well-being, your mental well-being as well.
No, definitely. I think, obviously, you know, I will say before the times we find ourselves now, before the pandemic, we always kind of relied on the fact that we knew we would be busy every weekend. You know what I'm saying? So you would spend your money recklessly because you knew, when this next weekend comes, I've got a couple of gigs and I'll cover up, you know? But it doesn't always work when things aren't so, there's no guarantee when it comes to gigging and getting money as quick and as often as you used to.
Yeah. Did you have to make some serious changes? You know, we're still living in a time of COVID, but I mean, last year was particularly difficult for a lot of people.
Especially for artists. Yes, especially for us artists. I think COVID really woke me up. I think it woke everyone up, but it woke me up, and it taught me the importance of saving. I think that's when I knew I had to save, but I was kind of spoiled in the sense that, you know, I'll get some money here and there. But COVID really taught me the importance of saving.
It is a natural thing, though. I mean, you know, we all know what we are supposed to be doing. But when we, you know, whether we actually are doing it is a different thing. And often it comes with that discipline. What else have you taken away from this whole COVID experience? What do you do with your money? How do you manage that? I mean, now that you are singing and you're performing, it's slowly the entertainment industry is slowly starting to open up again. How are you managing all of that?
Well, I'm definitely not spending my money the way I used to. I'm saving way more than I used to. I'm also just yeah, I'm basically saving more, and I'm also not counting my eggs before they hatch the way I used to before. So it's just, it's, I think more than anything, I'm learning the discipline that comes with handling your finances through this pandemic.
And that's difficult. That's difficult. I mean, and it takes time to actually get yourself in that kind of zone where you're constantly doing that. In terms of, I mean, you talk about reckless spending. What do you have anything that you splurge on? Maybe we can talk pre-COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID, this is because I'm an artist, so I was very big on what I'm wearing. So my clothing items had to be the biggest expense. My hair, my makeup, the team and my crew that I rolled with. You know what I'm saying? Like the team you have, the salaries, the wages. I mean, no man is an island, but that's especially so when you're an artist because you can't do it alone. So you always have a team. You always have 3, 4, 5 people that have to take care of you, and so you have to take care of them. And so pre-COVID, I think the most money I spent were the expense of actually being an artist, you know, the team you have, how you get the gigs, how you look when you get to a gig or when you're on TV or doing an interview or, you know, filming something. The aesthetic of being an artist and the team that comes behind that, I think that's what I spend the most money on. Yeah.
How do you plan for the future? You know, I always wonder because, you know, like with sports people and with musicians, if something has to happen, I mean, for instance, you know, if you're unable, you have flu for a while or whatever it is, and you're unable to go to an event, you're unable to perform, you're losing really important income. How do you manage that, you know, into the future? How do you manage the longevity of it? How do you make sure that it's stretching until, you know, the days where you can't actually perform or you can't do the same things that you were doing now?
I think I luckily learned early on, and I think I attribute this to being in the financial space, is that you have to have multiple streams of income. So even in my early days as being an artist, I started different businesses. You know, I tried everything so that I didn't only have one stream of income. I started a couple of businesses with friends, things outside of the music industry, things that were a bit more reliable than the music industry. And so I learned that from a very young age, just to hustle and try get money and try get multiple streams of income.
Yeah,
and that's something I've always been passionate about as well.
That's really important to diversify, especially when you're relying, when you are the business, you know, you're relying on your talent. I mean, obviously you've got something to fall back on. You can always go back into banking. Would that be an option?
No, not at
all. As you say, they are so different.
Yes, exactly. They are literally night and day, but I think I love the freedom that comes with owning my time. And I don't think any amount of money could, you know, ever amount to the amazingness that comes with owning your time. So I realized the importance of just owning your time, but still making money, but owning your time is, that's something else, and that's something I'll never give up.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you well. Obviously your most important lesson is going back to the basics, really, you know, going back to saving and just making sure that you have that bit of money there for a rainy day. And like we had in the last year, a whole year of rainy days. And this is when it comes in so handy. Tabsi, we wish you well and good luck with your career going forward. Thank you so much for your time this evening. That was Tabsi Biela. Of course, she is a singer and a songwriter joining me there.
My Money and Me, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.